Bible, you'll be able to capture it, right? Yeah, so so we are reading Hebrews. We are starting a new series of God revealing himself through the Son. God revealed through the Son. God revealed through the Son. And this means this is a teaching about God, how God has revealed himself through Jesus Christ, through his Son. And this is going to be something that we are going to sit on. We'll sit on it until it sinks. Because I believe that I think there is something that God wants to teach us. And I believe in it sinking in, we will have a full understanding of what God has done and how God has revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we will have a full comprehension of God. And I believe that through the grace of God, as God helps us, we'll continue until we come to maturity. Because I believe the purpose of teaching is not the main reason. I don't want to make you like me, but I want you to make you like Christ. And I want Christ to make us like him. And if we understand him, if we learn of Christ, if we learn who he is, then we are able to become like Christ. And when you can see who God is and who he has done and what he has done for you, then you're able to walk into the calling that he has called you to do. And you see, I can give an example of where Saul, when he met Samuel, the prophet Samuel, and he was being anointed. If you'll go and read it, it says that as you go up the mountain, you're going to meet two men who will give you bread and wine, which represents the word of God and the Holy Spirit. Bread represents revelation, and wine represents the Holy Spirit. So he was going to receive the word and the spirit symbols. And then as you move ahead, you're going to meet prophets who will be prophesying, who will be praising God and worshiping God. So those as he met, then after that, then he said, then you will also prophesy, and then you will be turned into another man. And then it says, whatever your hands find to do, go and do it. Let me just check for you the verse so that you can record it. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. Yes. So, it says, do as the occasion demands. That's 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7. So you can read the context where it speaks of how Samuel met and he was anointing Saul. And he's told that now whatever your hands find to do, do as the occasion demands. That means that each of you, Tabu, each of you have a unique calling in God. It might be in your area of influence, in your workplace, it might be in the hands of God, but the moment you encounter the truth of the gospel, and the moment you encounter the word of God, and when you encounter the spirit of God, and then when you encounter the baptism, which is the anointing, which is now where he prophesied, then the Bible says, then Saul was, you'll be changed into another man, into a different man. Now this is the new creation that we have been talking about. And then it says, from there, do as the occasion demands. That's where now he had the kingly anointing, and he could now, become a king. So let us read Hebrews. It says, chapter 1, we're going to read just the first three verses. It says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe, or the worlds. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Let me just read it in King James And the reason I read it in both NIV and King James is so that the language can make sense a bit. It says in King James, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners, sundry times mean in at many times, and in diverse manners means in many different ways, spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. So, and he has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So I want to just to summarize it before I focus, we now go into the depth of it. It's basically telling us that there are three times that are being spoken about here. There's past times, and there's the last days. And then in between the past times and the last days is the day of the Lord. Remember yesterday I talked to you about the day of the Lord. That the day of the Lord was 33 and a half years, which represents the days that Jesus was on earth. But in the Bible, it's referred to as the day of the Lord. If you read the Old Testament, you'll see when they say, oh, the day of the Lord will be like this. Oh, the day of the Lord. Like people are looking forward towards the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord is just 33. But that's why to God, it's so everything that before Jesus Christ was revealed, before Jesus Christ died, resurrected, and ascended into glory, is referred to as past times. And then everything after Jesus ascended to heaven is now referred to as the last days. I want you to understand that. So in the past, God spoke to us to our forefathers, to the fathers by the prophets. And in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So that means that God has revealed himself. He has revealed he has spoken to us like in the past, in the Old Testament and in the early parts of the New Testament, God was revealing himself through prophets. And you see, it also says that he was revealing himself to fathers. That means not everyone had the revelation of who God was. You understand? Because we can see, God did not reveal himself to all nations. He first started with Adam. Then when Adam sinned, he chose Abel, but Abel was killed by Cain. But then he brought Seth in replacement to Abel. But then there is this other line of Cain that went on and became wicked. You understand? But then through the line of Seth, that is where now he started calling men. Because the Bible says, and men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And that's where he now encounters Enoch. And the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God until he was translated, until he was no more, because God took him. So we see that God started speaking to his people in various ways. You can remember how he spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He caught his attention through a burning bush. But you see, now in these last days, God has spoken. That means the speaking of God is, the revelation of God is complete. When it says he has spoken, that means that he's not speaking. Of course, he's speaking now through the Holy Spirit, but he has spoken. He has completed his speaking. He has completed the revelation of his Son, of himself through Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to understand that God is spirit, and the Bible tells us that no eye can see God. No one can see God. He told Moses, you cannot see me, because no one can see me and live. But he told him that, but what I'm going to do, because you have asked to see me, and because I'm your friend, you are my friend, and because I'm going to put you inside a rock. I'm going to put you in a cleft in the rock. Now that cleft in the rock represents Jesus Christ. The rock represents Christ. So he's going to put him in Christ. So Moses could only see God inside Christ, in the cleft in the rock. And then God said that, and I'm going to place my hand over you, and I'm going to pass, declaring my name. And after I declare my name, then I will only allow you to see my back. I want us to understand the gravity of God. And after you've seen my back, then you can remember when Moses came, what happened is that he was glowing, that everyone said, oh, you put a veil over your face. Because for us, we cannot imagine seeing you. You understand? So he was like, as in he was glowing so much. He was glowing so much. But all that is called past times. But you see, Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Now, what does that mean? God is spirit. Now, for him to release or to beget Jesus, Jesus came from God. It's like spirit. It's like the spirit, he came from God and he said, okay, now this is my son. I want you people to see the form of God. I want you to have a picture of who God is. So for you to see me, let me give you my son. That's basically what God was saying. Let me give you my son, who is Jesus Christ, who the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus was with God in the beginning. So God was, he begot Jesus. And Jesus was the Word at that time. But then he became flesh. The Bible says he became flesh. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So it is, he came. He's the one who created. The Word is like the action part of God. It's like the hands of God. Because when God was making the world, God, he rules. He's at rest. He doesn't move. He's seated in heaven. So when he speaks, it is now Christ, who is the Word, who goes and does it. He's the one now who goes and does the creation, who does the modeling, does everything. But then now that Word became flesh. So God chose to reveal himself to us, for us to see him in Jesus Christ. Now, before this time, before he appeared in the flesh, no angel had ever seen God. No angel has the capacity to see God. No human being had ever seen God. That's why the Bible tells us that he appeared. The mystery of godliness is this: he appeared in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit, and he was seen by angels. And that is in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. He was seen by angels. 1 Timothy 3 16. When he appeared in the flesh, that's why the angels came rejoicing, because they were like, oh my God, we are now finally seeing the form of God. They're like, finally we can see him. So, and that's why Jesus was telling, what is it, James? I think it is Thomas. He was asking, show us the way to the Father. Show us the Father. I mean, you have been with us all this time. Let me just, that is in John. Let me just see where that is so that you have the scriptures. John 14, from verse 5 to 14. John 14, verse 5 to 14. It says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will also know the Father as well. From now onwards, you do not know him, and you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and will do even greater works, because I'm going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, you may ask for anything in my name and I will do it. So look at that. Jesus, and that's why Philip was like, no, show us the Father. She was the father. But it's like, you've been with me so long. Don't you know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So God has revealed himself in the person of Jesus Christ, in the person of the Word. Now, two things about Jesus. He is the Word. That means every scripture is Jesus. Now, these scriptures, they became flesh. Then they became Jesus, the Word. So he existed in the Spirit as the Word. He became flesh. We could see him, hold him, touch him. Then when he died, resurrected, then he now went back to heaven in the glorified body as a first fruits, as a firstborn. So Jesus Christ in heaven right now, he is in the resurrected body that is in the form of a man. He's the Spirit of Christ. Eh? Like he's in a glorious body that we are going to, I mean, when you look at Revelation, you will see the gloriousness of. That's why the Bible says he's the express image, the express, the brightness of the glory of God. So the only way we will ever see God or know God is through Jesus Christ. That is what I want us to settle in today, that God has revealed himself through his Son. And this will be the core of our message. This will be the core of our understanding. I know I've taken you through almost the whole thing, but we'll take it step by step, and we'll look at the verses one by one. But this is just the core of the message that I want us to settle in today, that the revelation of God, for us to know God, for us to see God, we will only see him through Jesus Christ, and we'll also see him through the Word of God, because he is the Word. John 1 verse 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So now this is why Hebrews is a very heavy book, and that's why very few people understand it. But I believe God by his grace is going to give us the revelation and understanding. And I think right now you're free to ask questions. I've stopped for now. And to reflect and to share what's in your heart. But as I told you, this is meat. Now we are going into meat. It's no longer milk. This is meat. So I want you people to eat meat and be strong, and such that nothing will ever shake you. Yes, Yemin, go ahead.
Discuss about past time and actually last time.
Yes.
What about in the medium?
I said it's the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. This is the day Jesus was on earth. The 33 and a half years that Jesus was on earth.
Yeah, actually, what the function of the day of the Lord?
The day of the Lord is when Jesus was on earth. Yes, that is the day of the Lord. That is the day of the Lord. The day when Jesus was on earth. Yeah, his days on the earth, when he was teaching people, when he was walking, when people could hold him.
The lifetime of Jesus, the preaching time of Jesus.
Yes. When he was existed in the physical on earth, when people could hold him, when people could touch him, when he was limited by space, he could not be in multiple places at the same time. You understand? When he was physically a human being. That is the day of the Lord. When he was on earth, when God was on earth, when we could touch God, that's why Jesus told his disciples that when they asked him, why are your disciples not fasting? He said, how can they fast when the bridegroom is with them? And you understand? So because God is with them, fasting is to look for God. So why do they need to fast to look for God when he is with them? They ask him the question direct, what does this mean? You understand? So that is the difference. But he said, but a time will come when he will be taken away from them and they will fast. You understand? So Jesus did not do away with fasting, but he said, a time will come. So right now he is the bridegroom. He's with them. Remember, Jesus is our bridegroom. We are all women in the spirit. Rather, we are his bride. Is the truth. In the spirit, we are the bride of Christ. We are wives of Christ. Yeah? We are his bride. He is the bridegroom. The church is the bride of Christ. That's why I cannot say I own a church. Anyone who says he owns a church is lying to himself, because the bride belongs to the bridegroom. Us, we are just best men. Eh? We are just best men pointing you to the bridegroom. And that's why John the Baptist says that I am just a voice in the wilderness, preparing the way. It's making the way for the Lord. You understand? So that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, just, and you can continue. Any other question? Okay. Any reflection, even if it's not a question, you want to reflect what you have understood for today? Yeah. Go ahead,
Tabu. Thank you for Pastor Emmanuel.
Yeah.
The man has been seated here and trying to think it's everything that you've been saying.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to the last days.
Mm.
What we're learning yesterday about when Daniel was saying the book is sealed.
Yes. And now it's open.
Then I'm trying to also sync it with the end days, when I think the voice of God will discuss or something.
Yes. Matthew 24, yes. Yeah, the last, the signs of the end of age, yes. Go ahead, yeah.
Yes. So, then it brings me to a question: is after the last days, do we then get to the end days, or it is?
No, I think the last days and the end days are the same, because this is, okay, it's just basically it's the end days. We are going to the end of this world as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus comes back, we will now, there will be restoration of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it started with Eden, huh? There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven, coming down on the earth. So people say we are going to heaven. We are not going to heaven. We will be on the new earth. Heaven is God's. Eh? Heaven is for God. Earth is for men. So it is wrong to say, in a way, it is wrong. But of course, because people understand it that way, we tell people they'll go to heaven. But that was the message of, that was the understanding when Billy Graham was teaching. That was the understanding. We are going to heaven. You understand? And that is what he preached. And he was correct, because that is the revelation he had. But the true revelation is that we will rule on this earth in the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, and the new earth. You understand? So the truth is, earth is our domain. But this earth will be taken away. This earth will pass away. It will be judged. But there will be a new earth. And that will be the restoration of Eden. That's why when you read Revelation to the end, 22 there, it speaks of that time where, you know, the river of God will flow. You know, the city, the holy city of Jerusalem, with the river flowing, with the street of gold, you know. And there us experiencing the joy of God, and no more sickness, no more death, no more thing. And then those will be outside, you know. Outside the city. Mm-hmm. So who will be, you know, granting of teeth, the vile people, the dead people, you know, because no one will die. The reality is no human being dies. It's either you continue in eternal damnation, where you'll be watching people in Jerusalem enjoying themselves outside of the city gates, or suffering in the lake of fire, or you'll be in the new Jerusalem. That's why you have to, these times, any time the trumpet will sound, you cannot just live any way you want. And even if the trumpet doesn't sound, God can call for your spirit anytime. So you must be ready. You understand? But how do we be ready? We are ready by putting our faith in Jesus. Remember, our righteousness, our salvation, our being taken to heaven is only guaranteed by our faith in Jesus Christ. Eh? Remember that, eh? So don't, yes, I know it's possible to be sin conscious and to be saying, oh, did I sin now? No. That is not how God expected us to live. The grace of God teaches us to say no. You understand? It teaches us to say no. You have He's given you the liberty. That's why the grace is there. It's not for you to sin, but it's for you to know that you are still loved. You understand me? You're still loved. God still loves you. Even when you make a mistake, you are still loved. And he will just be nudging you in your spirit, repent. And you will know that you, in fact, when you have done something against God, your spirit will tell you. Even when you try to pray, you'll find it hard. Because God wants, he wants you to restore fellowship. He's trying to tell you there's something wrong you have done. Confess your sins. You're still a child of God, but you have destroyed fellowship. You understand, like as a father, if your son makes a mistake, is he still your son? He's still your son, yes. But because he has broken fellowship, until he comes and apologizes, he has broken fellowship. So what we do is we restore fellowship, but we don't lose our sonship. I want you to understand that in full. So the moment you accepted Jesus Christ, God made peace with you. You're included in Christ. You're a child of God. But as long as you keep living in sin in and out, you're still a baby. That's the difference. God cannot commit kingdom realities to you. God cannot commit revelation. God cannot commit prophecy. God cannot commit signs, miracles, and wonders. All those things in the kingdom cannot be committed to you. You're a babe. And that's why it's not about religion. It's not about denomination. It's about kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom of God. You're now a member of the kingdom of God. Now, it's for you to exercise your rights. It's for you to exercise your truth. It's for you to find out what is there in the kingdom of God for you. And what does God expect you to do? That's why I say we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Remember that? Yeah. Okay, then. Any other question? Or we continue tomorrow? We will sit on these verses. Don't worry, we'll sit, even if it's 2 weeks on it, we will sit until it sinks. And then we move to the next verses in Hebrews. We are just going to sit on this. We'll just be on the first chapter. Now that's why there's a difference. Someone can say, I've read the Bible 60 times or 5 times, but he might not have had revelation. And someone can focus on just 3 verses for 2 months. There's a difference because you're meditating on the word. You know, like the way the cow when it eats, after it has eaten, it goes and sits down. Then it brings back what it ate and it chews it again. It chews it again. It chews it again. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to, across the day, I want you to keep chewing this word. Just keep reflecting on the things. And God will now be bringing ideas. Oh, there's this other verse that says this. Now go and check it. Just use Google. You might not know where the verse is. Even me, many times I use Google when I'm looking for verses because I have an idea of where the verse is, but I'm not sure exactly where it is. I just Google quickly, and then I capture it in my notes. No one has the computer to know everything. Of course, there are those God has gifted the ability to know, to quote scriptures, and those are people who even know numbers. You know, it's a gift. But everyone can study, everyone can search on Google, everyone can check, and you can just record it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. That's just what I want to encourage us. Yeah. Okay, then. Let us pray, then. Let us give thanks to God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the time that you've given us to share in your word. And I know it's these devotions is for your glory, that it's not been me speaking. It has been you speaking. I give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. May your name be praised, be exalted, and be magnified. Lead us, teach us, and guide us in everything that we do. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. We commit this day ahead of us. Go ahead of us, protect us, cover my brothers, watch over them, protect over their families, keep them, provide for them, give them ideas, bless the work of their hands, and keep in everything that they do. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. Cover us and watch over us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's stay in touch as necessary. I'll be able to send you the audios. Some of these things I'm not going to be sharing in the main group. I'll only be sharing with committed people. Just so that you're aware, there are things that I will not be sharing with everyone. Yeah, so that you... Because I think we need to now start building, and I think they are focused. So we'll keep the group as it is. Those who will eventually, God will call them and they will come in. We'll keep welcoming them. We'll keep inviting them. But I know you, the two of you that are committed to this, I know there's something that God is working in your lives. and you will be surprised what you will become. Yeah, so God bless you and love you so much. Bye bye. Bye bye. Ba 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 ba